How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Off and running in today's edition of Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 159, Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens taking you around the NFL for the next hour. Some news and notes around the league. Patriots trade Joe Milton to the Dallas Cowboys. Milton is traded to Dallas for a seventh round selection. How does that affect Dallas moving forward? You look right now on Dallas's win total for FanDuel, 7.5 minus 105 to the over. What does that mean for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025? A ton of questions to answer right now for Brian Schottenheimer and the organization. Do they go running back? Do they go defense in terms of the upcoming draft? What does that mean for Micah Parsons moving forward? We saw Myles Garrett get the long-term extension for the Cleveland Browns. What does that mean for the Dallas Cowboys moving forward? When you look at Dallas big picture right now, a lot of news and a lot of teams getting stronger within the NFC East. We saw Philadelphia right now having the best price at plus 290, down from 3-1 to win the NFC Championship. Front runners, we haven't seen a back-to-back champion in the NFC East since 2004. Philly loaded and stacked on both sides of the ball. We saw Washington and what they were able to do with Jaden Daniels at the helm. Washington, year number two, Dan Quinn there looking to sign Terry McLaurin to a long-term deal. We'll see how that plays out. But Ben, when you look at the team overall in terms of the Dallas Cowboys, whether or not Joe Milton plays this year, it's just a backup for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is in the best shape of his life. We'll see how it plays out in terms of the offseason. But more importantly, this team has a bunch of question marks entering 2025. Ben's still dealing with some technical difficulties. We'll wait until he joins back in on the show. But to talk about the Dallas Cowboys big picture, and we talked about this, you look at the best price, 50-1 right now to potentially win the NFC Championship. A lot of people are expecting Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys to rebound. Why? Because that's all they do in terms of the regular season. They get to 10, 11 wins and then just can't get over the hump in terms of a playoff type of situation, playoff type of scenario. We'll see if this year is different. I just think when you look at the pieces offensively and defensively right now, a lot of question marks, no offense of identity. We know they can whip it around the yard with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Couldn't run the football consistently with Rico Dowdle, and with Mike Zimmer as defensive coordinator last year, could not shut down the run. I don't know if Ben's back with us, but Ben, Ben can hear me. There you go. Mike Zimmer. Old man.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
All right. There you go. Fantastic. Well, that's good. Joe, I believe you were talking about Joe Milton in the trade that we saw today between the Patriots and the Cowboys. Milton and a seventh rounder headed to Dallas in return, a fifth rounder sent back to New England. Joe, you and I, a couple of college football guys, We have followed Joe Milton's career for quite some time. Was supposed to be the heir apparent, the second coming of Cam Newton in college football at Michigan. That did not pan out. He goes to Tennessee. He was supposed to be the guy from the jump. He gets replaced by Hendon Hooker and then has a decent year in 2023, but of course not nearly as successful as Tennessee was in either 2022 or in 2024. The rocket arm that Joe Milton has, what he can do at times throughout his time in the NFL, of course, preseason or starting or playing in that game for New England, week number 18. I would just say this. Let's not do the Joe Milton thing again. As a backup with some upside in Dallas, fantastic. But of course, he is not going there to be the face of the franchise, even when Dak Prescott's playing days are over. But a backup with some NFL experience now after his rookie year and some upside, always a fun thing for a fan base to buy into.
Well, with Cooper Rush being shipped out, right, and signing with a different team, you needed a backup for Dak Prescott to hopefully, you know, at least keep that train in motion should they run into a similar situation where Dak Prescott goes down and you need to have games under your belt and win football games to become at least a wild card contender. Now, does Joe Milton add anything to the offense? No, not right now. He's got huge upside, big arm, he's athletic. What does that mean in terms of Joe Milton, big picture, playing for the Dallas Cowboys in the future? Put it this way, he's a significant upgrade from where Trey Lance was. He's a significant upgrade potentially in terms of mobility from where Cooper Rush was. So at that particular point right now, when you just look at the team as a whole, they did solidify their backup. Now, the problem with Dallas is, Ben, and I said it just a few minutes ago, there is no offensive identity. They can't run the football consistently when they have to. They have to rely on Dak and CD. They're hot and cold at times. They don't have basically a secondary wide receiver. Brandon Cooks now is back with the New Orleans Saints. The team has said that they want to get somebody in the draft, a pure number two. They thought they were going to have Cooper Kupp. He's not there. So you tell me, where is the team moving forward? And what is the organizational vision for this team to potentially compete? Because they're not in a rebuild, even though we might think that. But this is a team that had the best price to potentially in the division just 2 years ago. And now they're potentially the third best team in their own division 2 years later. So you tell me, it doesn't look like Jerry Jones or his son have an actual vision about how to get this team over the hump.
Yeah, Lizzie, it's such a great point. For as long as we've been doing this show together, for as long as you and I have been on the Sports Grid Network following the NFL through the odds perspective, we always made the joke about the Cowboys not even reaching the NFC Championship game since their last Lombardi in 1995. But we would always say a regular season bet, a win total, a divisional price, much more worth your money and a wager than an NFC Championship or Super Bowl number. Well, now that NFC Championship price at 29-1, tied for the fourth longest around the 16 teams in that conference in the National Football League, that does not paint an optimistic picture. Because, Joe, even if we would not bet a Super Bowl or conference championship number on Dallas, it was short. It was top three, top five. Now it's tied for the fourth longest around the NFC. I am fascinated to see what the Cowboys win total is going to be by the time we reach that stage on the FanDuel Sportsbook. In fact, the numbers are now out. We see early at 7.5 in the under a slight bit of juice, -115. If Dak Prescott is fully healthy and he is back after the torn hamstring that ended his 2024 season, he is throwing, he is going through a full off season, he will be ready to go. With Dak Prescott in there, and when he has been fully healthy for a majority of a regular season, the Cowboys have success. They win games. I do not think that if Dak Prescott is healthy, the Cowboys are a 7-10 football team, despite the fact I would never bet them to win the NFC Championship.
No, but people will bet them, right? People will bet them because, again, because of what I brought up. You haven't had a back-to-back winner since 2004. We believe the Giants are dead and buried. And Dak Prescott, still at least in the regular season, is potentially a top 15, top 10 quarterback statistically. So people will take a shot and say, I'll go over the 7.5 just because that's all they do. But you look last year, Ben, and there were so many glaring holes at this team just big picture, it wasn't like they were just missing a quarterback. They were completely outcoached, completely outmanned on both sides of the ball. They had no idea how to shut down more explosive offenses defensively, and that's the problem. Is Micah Parsons a one-man wrecking crew? He is to some capacity, but he didn't stop half the teams in the NFC East.
Yeah, and Lizzie, that's the issue right now for the Dallas Cowboys. A lot to figure out. Micah Parsons waiting for that extension as well. Plenty more conversations coming your way up next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle. Win totals are out for all 32 clubs around the National Football League in 2025. And Joe, 3 weeks from today, it's the start of the 2025 NFL Draft, our opening round. Round number one on a Thursday night, April 24th. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, outside of Lambeau Field. That's where the 2025 NFL Draft is going to be held. Lisi Guy, we'll talk about everything today through the lens of a win total, what it means for the NFL Draft, and of course, the other offseason moves that we expect around the National Football League. Lisi Guy, you brought in the breaking news to start the show today. Joe Milton and a seventh-round pick traded to the Dallas Cowboys. In exchange, Dallas sends back a fifth-rounder to New England. The Cowboys have their backup quarterback. Part of that, of course, is making sure there is an insurance policy for Dak Prescott, who last year had his year cut short with a hamstring injury, torn hamstring. But some reports yesterday afternoon, Joe, Dak Prescott is good. He is feeling healthy. He is back throwing on the football field, as you would expect at this stage early in the offseason when it was a hamstring injury.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Maybe he's not 100% right now, but you still need to have a backup, being that Dak Prescott's been injury prone now over the past couple of seasons, and there's no guarantee he's going to make it through 17 games. So, again, you know, does Joe Milton give you the best shot to potentially win games? He's a gamer. He's in the league only a couple of years, and at the end of the day, he's a young quarterback where if you do ever potentially have to move on from Dak Prescott for whatever reason and he doesn't get you to the NFC Championship or come close to it, maybe Joe Milton potentially could be the face of the franchise. But they have, so many questions to answer, including their head coach, that, you know, this is just like a small piece to basically the puzzle. And the big puzzle and question mark is, what are they going to do to compete with Philadelphia? Because it's not just like, oh, Philadelphia is the best team in the division or the conference. They're the best team right now in football. So how do you compete with that to elevate your team to potentially knock them off one or two times in the regular season and maybe just once in an NFC championship game? That is the biggest. But they haven't done anything, Ben, to move them closer or close the gap between the Eagles and themselves.
A 7.5 win total for Dallas. Dak Prescott, of course, a third-round pick by the Cowboys back in 2016. He has been in the NFL now for 9 seasons. Joey has played at least 12 games in 7 of those 9 years. Every time that Dak Prescott has played the majority of a full season, Dallas has won at least 8 games. The 2 years he was under that, back in 2020, only played in five games before a season-ending ankle injury. Dallas was 6-10. Last year, of course, only playing and starting in eight games before the torn hamstring that ended his 2024 campaign early. The Cowboys were just 7-10. Joe, I am not a believer in the Dallas Cowboys. I do not often back the Dallas Cowboys. I do believe I'm going to bet their win total to the over of 7.5, because if Dak Prescott is in there, even with some questions about the defense that has gotten markedly worse since Dan Quinn left, even with some large questions about new head coach Brian Schottenheimer, this is a team that should at least win eight games. I'm not saying make the playoffs even, but be an 8-9 football team. We shall see. Joe, that was part of the news for the NFL around a Wednesday. Of course, some big news out of Cincinnati. Earlier in the week at the annual meetings that we know have been always a topic of conversation in West Palm Beach, Florida, Katie Blackburn, who is the executive vice president for Cincinnati's front office, was asked about the situation around Trey Hendrickson. She said, quote, "I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at. I think some of it is on him to be happy at some point. And if he's not, you know, that's what holds it up sometimes," end quote. That was on Tuesday. Trey Hendrickson was on the Pat McAfee Show, formerly of the Sports Grid Network, yesterday afternoon, was asked about his contract situation. These comments from Blackburn as a part of the front office as well. And Trey Hendrickson basically said he thought it was an April Fool's joke because of all that he was getting tagged in the day prior on Tuesday, but said when he realized it was serious, that he said it was disappointing, confusing, and frustrating for these comments to be made. Joe, again, the Bengals take a step forward in paying both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but have nothing on the defensive side of the football, and it seems to take a large step back in their negotiations and the situation with Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, he was left holding the bag. We talked about how, you know, we would assess the signing situation, and I said to you time and time again, Trey Hendrickson, in my opinion, would be the last guy to potentially sign or get his. And the reason why you did that is because you had to sign Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, not only to make Joe Burrow happy, but to keep that offense intact because they could score with anybody. And even though Hendrickson was the best in terms of the sacks last year with 17.5, and he was the best player on that team, we saw that their defense was absolutely pathetic. So because of that, you're going to rush to sign, you know, Trey Hendrickson? I mean, think about all the dominant signings that we've had. Myles Garrett, right? We'll see what they do this year. But did Myles Garrett turn around the organization without quarterback help? Certainly not yet last year, right? Did Max Crosby certainly dominate for the Las Vegas Raiders statistically and best defensive player on the team? Did the Raiders make the playoffs? No, they had no quarterback. So again, when you look at what's valued and what's worth to really potentially get a team over the top, it's wide receivers and quarterbacks, and that's what they did. And Hendrickson, if he sits out, honestly, I understand it'll be a blow, but I don't think they'll miss him.
I disagree with that, but I think one of the reasons, Joe, when you compare Trey Hendrickson to the two other names that you mentioned, Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, what do the Browns and the Raiders not have?
Quarterbacks.
A franchise quarterback. The Raiders now have Geno Smith. We'll see what that means. They have not had successful quarterback play to the nth degree under Max Crosby or since Max Crosby became one of the highest paid edge rushers in the NFL. This year, it's not a quarterback in Geno Smith that can really move the needle. Bengals definitely have that in Joe Burrow, and with the acquisitions on that side, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, to be one of the best offensive teams in the National Football League. But if you score 35 points, you need to limit the other side to at least 34 or fewer. We'll see if the Bengals can do that without Trey Hendrickson. More FFC up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
So where exactly are the Cincinnati Bengals in their conversations with Trey Hendrickson? They said they would offer up any deals that would be out there, and they would grant permission to Hendrickson and his representation to seek out a trade. That hasn't happened just yet, because by reports, Cincy is asking for a king's ransom in return. All right, are they going to agree to a contract extension after paying both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins? That still seems to be a great distance off as well. Now, there's a lot of time to figure it out this offseason, but we're not exactly talking about the most shrewd financial front office in the NFL, that being Cincinnati. Joe, the Bengals' win total opens at 9.5 for 2025. The over has the juice. That means Cincy is thought of as a 10-win football team, a playoff team, a contender in both the AFC North and the conference as a whole. With where things stand, with Al Golden, new defensive coordinator for Cincinnati, and really just offensive players taken care of at this moment, do you think the Bengals are ready to be a 10-win team in 2025?
Yeah, I would take that bet now. And the fact that they can't start 0-2, even though they have,
right,
I would take that bet right now. And again, I know the schedule is not easy in terms of the conference, but you look at the out-of-conference games, and obviously out of the division, they face, you know, the Patriots again. Detroit's not going to be easy. Jacksonville, Arizona. But I still think they could be a 12-win football team. The fact that you look at Joe Burrow and you look at that offense now intact, and Chase Brown coming back from the ankle injury at the end of the year, their offense is legit, and they have everything you want. Can the offensive line get a little bit better in the offseason? Potentially. But I would take the bet right now. I like them in terms of winning the AFC Championship, and I like them to potentially win the AFC North. I think they could beat Baltimore this year. I really do. Yeah. I'm just not told big picture, and it's a black and blue division, and I'll take a shot. But the fact that they have started so slow in recent years and now they have the money, I'll take it right now.
They have started 0-2 at least each of the last 3 years, with an 0-3 start in there as well in 2024. Lisi, is it fair to say the Bengals are your AFC team that you are pulling for in 2025 from a financial perspective?
Yeah, just from value, you have to say that. I mean, you know, there's a considerable drop-off from Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Cincinnati, and everybody else. You know, would I like to think the Dolphins are going to be there, in Jacksonville? Houston, I want to see what they do in terms of the draft. They're always legit from a defensive perspective. But I can't buy in knowing that Bobby Slowick is gone. And what does that offense give you, especially now with Laramie Tunsil gone, right? What is that identity that they built over the past couple of years? You know, what are they going to look like? So, yeah, just from a value perspective, it's Cincinnati. Again, I believe in Joe Burrow, where if the defense is still at the bottom of the barrel the way they were last year, now that both wide receivers are happy, they could at least be an 11 or 12 win football team. Are we on the same side while you're smirking? Is that why?
I have my concerns about the Bengals in 2025 because of the lack of consistency defensively. I think last year in the 9 wins we saw Cincinnati get to is maybe their ceiling if the defense continues to perform as poorly as it did a season ago. And I think step number one in making sure the defense can improve is paying Trey Hendrickson what he is worth. One of the reasons, Joe, I said I was going to remain skeptical based on everything the Bengals were going to do this offseason is because they were already too late in paying both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. They should have paid T two off-seasons ago. They should have paid Ja'Marr Chase last offseason to free up that financial flexibility so that they could spend in other areas outside of the quarterback and wide receivers this time around. But they waited. They had to pay top dollar, and I'm not sure there is that financial flexibility or freedom to pay Hendrickson what he is asking for at this moment, or if you're not going to pay Trey, to pay other people to try to fill that production. 17 and a half sacks for Hendrickson each of the past two seasons, including leading the NFL in sacks in 2024. I remain skeptical. If they were to bring back Trey Hendrickson, call me Ben Jolisi Stevens as I'm on the Bengals over 9.5 wins right alongside you. But if that extension does not happen at a point this offseason, I'm a little bit hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. But again, how bad could the defense be without him? Are they going to fall? No, I'll take that bet right now. I'll still take it.
But you realize the defense, which was porous last year, could get worse. And last year's bad defense with the same offensive guys still was only able to win 9 games. More on Football Full Circle up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. Lisi Guy, we're done with our conversation around the Cincinnati Bengals. One final thing to discuss before we dive even deeper into the NFL draft. Russell Wilson is going to wear number 3 for the New York Giants, his longtime NFL jersey number. But the New York Giants and one of their young star cornerbacks in Deontay Banks, a draft pick out of Maryland a few years ago, was wearing number 3, but Deontay Banks willing to give it up to Russell Wilson. Lisi Guy, how much would you have to be paid if you had the number that a new acquisition wanted to have as he joined your NFL team?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the player. Like, if it's Russell Wilson and hated his guts, then I would offer him 3 or 4 million, right? If it's somebody I would give it to you.
Free?
Small price for a dinner.
I would give it.
But it all depends. Why not? Sure. But he's taking over Jesse Palmer's old jersey number. So think about that.
Wow.
With the New York.
Bad omen?
I'm just saying, Jesse Palmer didn't light it up like it was back in Gainesville for the New York Giants.
Right.
I think it's actually did he start the Bachelor when he was with the Giants
Giants? I don't think you could be a current NFL player, but I think he just left the Giants.
Yeah, I think he was in an offseason. We have to Google that, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I was going to say right the now. Number 3 forced him right out the door into the Bachelor, but we'll see. I mean, here's the thing. Like, who didn't give up the jersey last year that asked? Wasn't it Russell Wilson? With the Steelers? Who didn't give somebody their jersey last year? He said, no, I'm keeping it. It was a store wideout. I forget. I have to see who asked for the jersey and they declined.
All right. So, Lisi Guy, he actually did not leave the NFL to become the Bachelor. He was on the Bachelor in 2004. Let me make sure of this. Oh, actually, no, he did. He was still in the NFL. It was during the offseason.
Right.
He ended his career in the Canadian Football League with the Montreal Alouettes in 2006. Did you know that Jesse Palmer is Canadian?
Yes. He did the studio show after Terry Bowden on ABC. I was actually a statistician. Not with him. Yeah. Yeah. He was the host.
But you were there at that time still.
Correct.
Was he nice? Canadian.
He's a nice guy. It's pre-ESPN. He went from ABC to ESPN. And now is he still on the SEC network?
I think he does more like ESPN stuff. He's like the number two with Joe Tessitore, I think, or the number three behind Chris Fowler and Herbie, Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy. And then I think it's Joe Tessitore. And we never slander a good Italian. Joe Tessitore and the Canadian.
We
Jesse
could slander
Bumper.
A good Tessitore. You could tell which side of the ticket Tessitore is on. Make no mistake about it. The octaves in his voice go sky high when he's on a ticket. Let me tell you. Oh, touchdown, Mackenzie Milton. He was sitting on that ticket when Florida State went toe-to-toe with Notre Dame on opening day. Joe Tessitore, where's it? Where's who he bets on his sleeve? Are you kidding?
Hold on a second. What is that guy's last name?
Tessitore. Well, Joe Tessitore.
There's no third T. It's just Tessitore. T.
Nah, Tessitore. I like what he does Friday night boxing. The boxing was the best when he did Friday night. Tessitore. Joey T. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Bottom line.
Sometimes
the bottom line is when you bet a game and you're on the other side, you can see exactly where he is. He's the worst.
Oh,
he never.
That really got me. Sometimes you still get me, guy.
I still get you.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, as we discuss the New York Giants, Deontay Banks giving up his number to Russell Wilson. Speaking of the number three, Leesy guy, as we share it on Monday, new betting market available for that third overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft. We keep the theme of threes going exactly 3 weeks from tonight. First round of the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. And Leesy, it's starting to look a little bit more clear how the odds makers are expecting the top three picks in this draft to go. Cam Ward, now a minus 2,000 favorite to go first overall. Let us not forget, at the end of the NFL season, that was like a minus 120 price as we were getting ready for Combine Week in Indianapolis. At number two overall, Abdul Carter, a minus 270 favorite. And now Travis Hunter, who opened as a minus 150 favorite to be that third overall pick, is now minus 180. Leesy, do you think it will go chalk 1-2-3 as the odds makers expect?
Well, if it's Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants, because now Schefter's come out and said that the quarterbacks won't be taken potentially in the top three picks, and that's if Cleveland obviously stays pat, stays with Kenny Pickett, and the Giants. We talked about it. There is no need to draft Shedeur Sanders now. Now that you have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston in house, I mean, if you were going to take Shedeur Sanders, you would think that the team would only sign one of those quarterbacks. They sign not one, but two. So they can't go quarterback now. The only player that gives them a half a chance to compete with Philadelphia, the Commanders, and Dallas is Travis Hunter at minus 180. But even though we might get it right that way, who's to know that if a team doesn't pull off a draft day trade, that you can make this bet right now and still lose?
Yeah, and that's a very important distinction, of course, for your NFL draft betting markets. If you bet Cam Ward to go first overall, and for whatever reason, Tennessee were to trade out of that pick, but to somebody who needed a quarterback, as you would expect, you could still cash that ticket, even if the Titans are not the team drafting it first overall, which is a great point, though, Joe, because if a team were to trade up into any of these spots, would said player still be the favorite? That remains to be seen. But as of this moment, as we have shared, as the league year has begun, all 32 NFL organizations still hold on to their original first round selection. That has never happened in the modern history of the NFL. That at this stage of the offseason in the draft process, that all 32 teams have held on to their number one overall pick this late into the calendar. Joe, what I think is really fascinating is I do believe that it will go chalk. I don't agree with all the decisions, but I do believe that it will go chalk. Cam Ward, number one overall to Tennessee. For whatever reason, the Browns stay at two. They draft Abdul Carter. And I do ultimately believe, because the Giants added both, Jameis, Winston, and Russell Wilson. If they had only added one, especially Jameis, I still think they would be in the quarterback market. But because they add both of those guys, with presumably Russell Wilson being that starting quarterback, I think they now look to go to Travis Hunter and hope for the rebuild at the quarterback spot starting next year or in the years beyond. That Shedeur Sanders is going to be on a small slide. But how much of a slide will that be, and who will be the team to draft him? Joe, there is a new market also out for the team to draft Shedeur Sanders. The Giants remain the favorites at plus 170, followed by the Browns at a 3-1 price, still giving into that idea that those quarterback needy teams could take a swing on Shedeur.
Yeah, I mean, I still think there's only a two quarterback market. Whether you love him or hate him, it's Shedeur and Cam Ward and then everybody else. Tyler Shuck, Jackson Dart, some of the other, you know, quarterbacks that are in this draft class. Certainly yep. not first round talent, but, you know, you can make the argument that Shuck and Jackson Dart and Quinn Ewers maybe are on the cusp. But I do feel that Shador's in play. What if Dallas does pull off that trade that we're talking about with the Cleveland Browns for the second overall selection and Shedeur goes everything. Number two overall?
Yeah, changes everything, Joe. And that could very well happen in these next 3 weeks. Will there be movement? We'll discuss up next, live right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. Joe, we're discussing the NFL draft that begins 3 weeks exactly from today. That first round in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of this year's NFL draft. Joe, as we are speaking, we just mentioned the team that is favored to draft Shedeur Sanders in a market that just came out. The Giants were plus 170. That's now plus 185. I told you, when I get to the Great Garden State on Saturday for some Bracket Central coverage, and I can bet the NFL draft, I am going to put a small sprinkle on the Steelers being that team to draft Shedeur Sanders. It was 17-1 literally a minute ago. It is now 15-1. I do think Shedeur Sanders is on a bit of a slide here in this 2025 NFL draft. Not his fault necessarily. Just some interesting decision-making for those quarterback-needy teams at the top of the draft. And I do believe, Joe, that whether it's him falling to 21st overall, which I don't think is the most likely case, but I do think the Steelers, probably on draft night, are going to make their way up the board to get Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, so you said it was 17-1. It's 15-1 on FanDuel right now, so we moved a couple bucks.
Yeah, just moved. Right, 2 bucks.
So... Definitely not the Giants. I can't. They would be. That would be the dumbest move that they would do if they. And I'm not suggesting this is the move they should do. But you can't make this move after what they did by acquiring Winston and Russell Wilson. You're not helping your team in any capacity. I would take a shot on Dallas. You know, go big or go home. 95-1. The fact that that trade goes off. Look, I know it's a long shot, right? But if they do. Let's say pull the trigger and move Dak Prescott to the Cleveland Browns for the second overall selection. I mean, 95-1 on two. How much can you bet on it? Let me just see. The most you could bet on it is $50 on FanDuel. It's still $4,700, $4,750. I mean, I would take that shot, Ben.
Yeah, the Cowboys do have the 12th overall pick at this moment. we would expect Dallas to hold on to Dak Prescott. As Lisi is referencing, there have been some reports from longtime Cleveland Sports On Air host in Bruce Drennan, who was back on his show again today, saying that he stands by his reporting, although it was largely debunked last week, that there might be an imminent trade between the Browns and the Dallas Cowboys for Dak Prescott. He did not say, Joe, that the second overall pick would be returning to Dallas, being dealt by the Cleveland Browns. That seems a little bit unlikely that they would make that trade and not have the number two overall pick involved.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be crazy. You know, now it's 75-1 on FanDuel. I just moved the market. You got to be kidding me. $20. Unbelievable.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are down to 10-1.
There you go. People
We're
are
missing
listening.
Good numbers.
That's it. People are listening here on Football Full Circle. But here's the thing. Who did it get debunked by? The Dallas Cowboys? The Cleveland Browns? Maybe they are working on that and they don't want to say. Look, we always know that we're sometimes, listen, you know, these crazy stories come out. And it would seem crazy for the Cowboys to move on from their star quarterback that they just paid a record amount of money to last year, right before week number one, to potentially take them to the promised land. But you also got to take into account where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So you don't know. But, you know, if you get the second overall pick and we're talking about filling asses in the seats, you know Dallas is go big. If Shedeur Sanders and Prime are all of a sudden, you know, in Big D in Arlington every Saturday and Sunday after the Buffs play, you know that, you know, with that comes money. And that's all Jerry really cares about, ultimately, right, on top of winning. So, I mean, 75-1, as long as it's over 50-1, I would take a shot.
It's maybe worth the sprinkle, Joe, at the very least. We do know that Shedeur Sanders is a Dallas native. As reports have said, he is either going to be in Colorado or in Dallas for his draft party and his draft ceremony. More than likely will not be in Green Bay in the green room there at the 2025 NFL draft. It is worth a shot, Lisi guy. I will say that as of this moment. Some other really compelling NFL draft markets. Again, we are getting into the home stretch of this draft cycle. We are going to see more markets become available in the next few days and, of course, in the next few weeks leading up to that opening night. Now, these markets can be very volatile, unlike some other things that we see on a daily basis in the world of sports betting. But, Lisi guy, if you are in the know and you are early, you can find some good value. Again, you could have had Cam Ward, as we were telling you, at minus 120 way back in early February to be that first overall pick. He is now minus 2,000. Lisi, I think it will be really interesting to talk about these few positions. The running back market, just how many running backs we see in the opening round. Will it only be one? Will they wait until the second round, day number two, to really draft in this deep running back class? And of course, where does the Heisman runner-up in Ashton Jeanty go? There is another market out there, the team to draft Ashton Jeanty. The Raiders, who had the sixth overall pick, or a minus money favorite at minus 125.
Yeah, I mean, where did we see Bijan go? Bijan went eighth. Eighth.
Eighth overall.
And Jahmyr Gibbs went 12th, right?
12th.
So six is like, man, I mean, Ashton Jeanty is great. And I know he's potentially generational, as we say, you know, but you really have to hit a home run picking sixth overall. There could be no doubt about it, right? Yeah. It's almost like when you think about the teams and filling needs, you know, I understand there's a move back to the running back position. But when you think about that, previous to Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs, we saw Najee and Travis Etienne go, what was it, 19th and 20th or 18th and 22nd in that round?
Later in the opening round, yeah.
You know, just think about that for a second. I would say if I'm talking about Ashton Jeanty right now, I mean, how many running backs is Chicago going to have? It's crazy. I would say, you know what? Don't be shocked if New England at 22-1 isn't an option.
And then they've got some other positions to fill more than the running back room. But Lisi guy, if you were to go sixth or even earlier, it would be the earliest we have seen a running back go since Saquon Barkley in 2018, of course, was that second overall pick. Plenty more conversation up next here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. We do not often see running backs go in the top 10 of the NFL draft. The most recent, Bijan Robinson, in 2023. Prior to that, it was Saquon Barkley at second overall in 2018. Could Ashton Jeanty be that guy in 2025? The team that is favored to draft Jeanty, that's the Las Vegas Raiders at a minus 125 number. The Raiders currently hold that sixth overall pick. We know Pete Carroll's affinity for the running back position. Lisa, I also think it will be really interesting to compare some of these positional groups in the first player drafted at said position. And I think offensive lineman is going to be a very intriguing one. Armon Membu, the offensive lineman who showed out at the combine out of Missouri, is a slight odds on favorite at minus 125. But if we were having this conversation at the beginning of the football season, there would have been no doubt that LSU's blindside blocker in Will Campbell would have been that number one offensive tackle on every single board. He's got the second best price, also slightly in minus money at minus 115. If I am an NFL GM, if I am a draft evaluator, if I am in the front office, I am drafting Will Campbell. No shot at Armon Membu, who I think is a really talented player as well. The only reason, Lisi guy, I think Campbell's draft stock is slightly in fluctuation is because of his arm length, which they say is not the greatest or most ideal to be a tackle in the National Football League. I would say, look at what he did in the SEC. He was a dominant, dominant left tackle. He should be the first O-lineman off the board. Not sure he will be. He should be, in my estimation.
Yeah. I mean, again, you're talking about performing against elite competition. At one point, and I believe he did give up a sack towards the end of the year, but for much of the year, didn't give up a sack to Garrett Nussmeier. And that offensive line was playing very well in terms of pass protection. If you do potentially want to say the con of maybe Will Campbell is that he's a better pass blocker than he is a run blocker. You know, they're not great at the point of attack. He's good. I don't know if he's as dominant in terms of pass blocking. That's a cause of concern. When you look at LSU, not a dominant rush offense, couldn't get a push sometimes against elite competition. But if you're talking pure, you know, technique, pure type of offensive tackle to protect the quarterback, Will Campbell's your guy. But we see this, you know, he still put up with the arm size, I believe he put up 28 reps on in terms of the 225. I mean, come on now. We're talking about a dominant offensive tackle that played against elite opponents, Georgia, Alabama, time and time again. That carries weight, and that's not a knock. But again, it goes to team need and what they're looking for. Will Campbell, I believe, would be the first guy and first tackle O-lineman off the board. But we'll see how it plays out in 3 weeks.
Membu minus 125, or Membu, excuse me, minus 125. Will Campbell at minus 115. And a lot of the other first player drafted at this position market, Lisi, we're seeing some pretty hefty favorites. Ashton Jeanty, of course, when you have a top 10 overall pick grade, He's a minus 3,500 to be that first running back drafted. Tyler Warren, the Mackey Award winner out of Penn State, is minus 750 to be the first tight end drafted. First defensive lineman, the interior guy, Mason Graham, an absolute stud out of Michigan, a minus 600 favorite. Teterota McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona, a minus 230 favorite. Non-Travis Hunter to be the first wideout drafted. And non-Travis Hunter first defensive back, Will Johnson, the elite corner who missed a lot of 2024 due to injury out of Michigan, is a minus 135 favorite. I don't think, Joe, based on draft prices, that is too chalky of a number to eat on Will Johnson. I do believe he will be the first DB not named Travis Hunter to be selected in 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, I got lockdown corner and a guy that's always around the football. You talk about technique and discipline, learning from Jim Harbaugh and that defensive staff, stepped up as a national champion in the biggest games. And even in the limited action that he did play this past season, he stepped up and was the best player on that defensive staff. When he was gone, that defense fell off a cliff for the most part in the second half of the season. So again, he's a leader as well. And a lot of these markets, especially the defensive back market, don't have Travis Hunter in there. So obviously I would, you know, recommend read all the italics and all the fine print. But I think Will Johnson, outside of Travis Hunter, will be the first DB selected in this draft.
The Thorpe Award winner for the best defensive back in the country, Jahdae Barron from Texas, has that second best price. I really do look forward to, Joe, when they post a market not named Ashton Jeanty, who is the first running back to go. Could it be Omarion Hampton? Could it be Quinshon Judkins? Travion Henderson? That will be the exciting thing to see. He is Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. Football Full Circle returns tomorrow, noon Eastern time on Sports Grid Radio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.